Today, the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority limited the scope of the landmark Federal Clean Water Act. The High Court ruled the law did not give the federal government power to stop a group of Chicago suburbs from building a landfill on top of seasonal ponds used by migrating birds. The vote was 5-4. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
The case decided today has been some 16 years in the making. It was back in 1985 that 23 municipalities around Chicago decided they needed more space for their garbage, and they bought land for a new landfill. The acreage had 50 years earlier been a strip mine, but in the intervening half century, its gravel pits had filled up with water and were now some 200 seasonal ponds, some of them as much as 13 feet deep, ponds that were home to thousands of migratory birds. Although the state gave the project the green light, the Federal Corps of Engineers vetoed it, acting under the Clean Water Act, which bars the discharge of pollutants into the waters of the United States. The Corps said that the project posed a variety of environmental threats, including to migratory birds. But today, the U.S. Supreme Court said that Congress had not intended to grant the Corps of Engineers such broad authority over local land use decisions. The court divided along its familiar ideological fault lines, with the five most conservative justices favoring states' rights over those of the federal government, and the four more liberal justices protesting that the court was twisting its own precedents and Congress's words to substitute its views for those of elected lawmakers. Reacting to the decision, the mayor of Skokie, George Van Dusen, who led the charge against the Corps of Engineers, said this was a case not about the environment, but about local control.
I think it's a victory for the municipalities and the states and for common sense.
Environmentalists disagreed. Tim Searchinger of the Environmental Defense Fund said the practical consequences of today's ruling would be significant, that, for example, parts of the Florida Everglades would now be immune to federal regulation.
From an environmental standpoint, it is a potentially very big deal. It's ironic that today or tomorrow the federal government is going to release a report that shows that the loss of wetlands is greatly diminished from in the past. But now we're talking about maybe 20% of these wetlands and ponds being potentially open game.
Today's ruling, written by Chief Justice William Rehnquist, is initially limited to the question of whether Congress meant to give the Corps of Engineers the authority to regulate isolated waters within a state's borders, waters that do not abut or feed into navigable waters. He acknowledged that Congress had known about and failed to overrule the Corps' regulations, but he said failure to pass a law that would have overturned the Corps' regulations is not enough to demonstrate that Congress agreed with the rule. And, said the Chief Justice, in circumstances like these, Congress must explicitly say what it means. The circumstances like these, he said, are that if Congress had adopted such a broad rule, it might well be unconstitutional. Said Rehnquist, permitting federal regulatory jurisdiction over ponds and mudflats falling within the migratory bird rule would result in a significant impingement of the state's traditional and primary power over land and water use, a function traditionally performed by local governments. Scholars saw that sentence as a clear signal that if pressed, the court is willing to strike down as unconstitutional environmental laws if they are passed by Congress to mirror the regulation invalidated today. University of Chicago professor Richard Epstein is a longtime critic of some environmental laws.
It holds the threat, for better or for worse, that certain kinds of environmental issues will simply be beyond the power of the federal government to regulate. And this, of course, means that the Federal Clean Water Act, which was designed quite consciously to create a comprehensive system of federal review, may be threatened in certain kinds of particulars.
Harvard Law professor Charles Fried, who served as Solicitor General in the Reagan and Bush administrations, sees, as he puts it, little remarkable about the decision.
The word environment is no longer a magic wand which any agency can wave to allow it to do just whatever it wants. It needs more specific authorization. That's good, not bad.
But University of Chicago law professor David Strauss notes that the regulation at issue here is part of a much larger regulatory scheme.
What really is a little worrisome about what the court is doing here is it keeps nibbling and nibbling at these important regulatory schemes. So far, the nibbles haven't really impaired the regulation of the environment, but if they keep nibbling away, at some point they will.
Indeed, the four dissenters from today's ruling accused the majority of weakening the system of laws enacted by Congress to safeguard against pollution of the nation's waters. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.